Yes, I did. So I packed it up and brought it back to the crib. Just a little something, show you how we live. Everybody want it, but it ain't that serious. That's that shit. So if you gon' do it just like this.
Did you realize that you are a champion?
You don't see just how wild the crowd is. You don't see just how fly my style is. I don't see why I need a stylist when I shop so much I can speak Italian. I don't know, I just want it better for my kids. And I ain't saying we was from the projects, but every time I want to lay away or deposit, my dad would say, when you see clothes, close your eyelids. We was sort of like Will Smith and his son in the movie. I ain't talking about the rich ones, cause every summer he'd get some brand new hair, brain scheme to get rich from. And I don't know what he did for dope, but he'd send me back to school with a new wardrobe. And hey, hey, I think he did when he packed it up and brought it back to the crib. Just a little something, show you how we live. Everything I wanted, man, it seems so serious. That's that shit. So if you gon' do it just like this.
Did you realize that you are a champion?
When it feel like living's harder than dying, for me, giving up's way harder than trying. Lauryn Hill said her heart was in Zion. I wish her heart still was in rhyming. Kids gon' listen to, huh? I guess me if it isn't you. Last week I paid a visit to the institute. They got the dropout keeping kids in the school. I guess I clean up my act like Prince would do. If not for the pleasure, least for the principal. They got the CD, then got to see me drop gems like I dropped out of PE. They used to feel invisible. Now they know they invincible.
Did you realize that you were a champion? Pop the gun, stand up, stand up. Here he comes. Tell me what it takes to be number one. Tell me what it takes to be number one. This is the story of a champion. Runners in the mouth, and they pop the gun. Stand up, stand up. Here he comes. Tell me what it takes to be number one. Tell me what it takes to be number one. Did you realize that you are a champion?
Yes, I did. So I packed it up and brought it back to the crib. Just a little something, show you how we live. Everybody want it, but it ain't that serious. That's that shit. So if you gon' do it just like this. Like
did you
this.
Realize that you are a champion?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. It's episode 3, Cheddar Getters Radio. It's your man DT on the check-in. Seeing how everybody doing. There's lots been going on since the last time we was around doing Cheddar Getters Radio. If you already know what's going on, it's crazy. You got war going on in Ukraine and Russia, and then you got Israel and Palestine. Man, it's binoculars, man. It's crazy. I just want y'all to know one thing. Increase the peace. That's all I'm saying. Increase the peace. Let it be known. There should be no lives taken, regardless of what point of view there is. But anyway, man, that's just my thought on it. And I wanted to start it with that because I felt it's only right to mention something. Increase the peace. That's what it is. Hashtag increase the peace for everybody listening. Hashtag increase the peace. All right. So, yo, that was Champions from Kanye West. This is all about inspiration this episode. So, you know, that's one of my main key points. I want to inspire you with the music that I'm playing today. And we spoke with Mo Farhari from Radio Zero. Yes, we had a beautiful interview. It was very inspirational. And we're going to play that for you a little later on. Right now, I'm going to get to Nas, God Loves Us. All right. Keep it locked.
Think without thinking. Speak without speaking. Feel without reaching. That's what it's about. It's about that inner love, you know what I mean?
God love us, hood niggas.
I know.
Cause next to Jesus on the cross was the crook niggas. And the killers, God love us, hood niggas.
I know.
Cause on the streets is the hood niggas. And I know we feel us. God love us, hood niggas.
I know.
Cause he be with us in the prisons. And he take time to listen. God love us, hood niggas.
I know.
Cause next to Jesus on the cross was the crook niggas. But he forgive us. He who has ears, let him hear. And he who has sight, let him see. He who has life, let him be. See, everything goes through change. Those who know don't talk, and those who talk don't know a thing. Men are born soft and turned tough. Dead, they are stiff and hard. I've been kissed by God. I've been hurt, I've been marked for death. Almost ripped apart by the beast, but he missed his mark. Alone in the dark, my thoughts had sparked up. When I saw my body on the floor, from above I watched it all. Yo, it came to me, the pain in me. Many slain, empty skulls where a brain should be. It strangely seemed like it was a dream, but the sirens had never woke me. Only reason I'm here now is 'cause God chose me. And to me, I'm only just a crook nigga, but God love us hood niggas.
God love us hood niggas,
I know.
'Cause next to Jesus on the cross was the crook niggas and the killers. God love us hood niggas,
I know.
'Cause on the streets is the hood niggas, and I know we feel us. God love us hood niggas,
I know.
That's why he with us in the prisons and he take time to listen. God love us hood niggas,
I know.
'Cause next to Jesus on the cross was the crook niggas, but he forgive us.
Day by day, I sit back and pray. My thugs get packed away in a maxi cage. They pass away, they went off the casket way. My gas was sprayed, but that won't bring them back today. So long, my crime is now gone for eternity. The team we got left on the set, now turn to me. Can't speak, tears in my eyes, revenge in my mind. I ride past the church where they got his body and fine. They taking him to the hearse to put his body in dirt. That's it, pay my respects, wipe my tears with my shirt. Now it's time to do work, out of love and retribution. As loyalty, he would die for me, no excuses. Loaded clips up, counting bullets carefully. For self, though it feels like he was there with me. Saw the enemy, I ate him. Saw Jake's behind me. They ain't knocked me. It's obvious that God's watching me.
God love us hood niggas,
I know.
'Cause next to Jesus on the cross was the crook niggas and the killers. God love us hood niggas,
I know.
'Cause on the streets is the hood niggas and I know we feel us. God love us hood niggas,
I know.
'Cause he be with us in the prisons and he take time to listen. God love us hood niggas,
I know.
'Cause next to Jesus on the cross was the crook niggas, but he forgive us.
Jealousy in the hood, felonies in the hood, thugs with guns become celebrities in the hood. There was beef in the hood, smoke trees in the hood, little girls have seeds by OGs in the hood. It's food in the hood, it's drugs in the hood. You could choose if you would, coke to sniff, dope to ooze in your blood. Parolees, ex-cons live in the hood. It's jobs in the hood, you could starve in the hood. Your best friends will fuck your baby moms in the hood, but it's good in the hood. I was raised in the hood, was taught how to walk and duck strays in the hood. I stays in the hood, got my ways from the hood. Learn to play ball, go to the NBA in the hood. There's A's in the hood. Our lives are the worst, on top of that we broke. That's the main reason why God love us the most.
God love us hood niggas,
I know.
'Cause next to Jesus on the cross was the crook nigga and the killer. God love us hood niggas,
I know.
'Cause on the streets is the hood niggas and I know we feel us. God love us hood niggas,
I know.
'Cause he be with us in the prisons and he takes time to listen. God love us hood niggas,
I know.
'Cause next to Jesus on the cross was the crook nigga, but he forgive us. God love us hood niggas,
I know.
'Cause next to Jesus on the cross was the crook niggas and the killers. God love us hood niggas,
I know.
'Cause on the streets is the hood niggas and I know we feel us. God love us hood niggas,
I know.
'Cause he be with us in the prisons and he take time and listen. God love us hood niggas,
I know.
'Cause next to Jesus on the cross was the crook nigga, but he forgive us.
Peace, Cheddar Getters Radio, this is DT. You're now tuned into A Word with Muffa Hari. She's an independent recording artist and also hosts Radio Zero. That can be heard Saturday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern on Live365.com and RadioZero.net. How you doing, Muffa Hari?
I'm great. Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Great. Good to hear that. All right, so let's get into it. Off top, let everybody know who Muffa Hari is.
All right. Well, first and foremost, I'm a diehard poet. Been doing poetry since my earliest memories, really. And only started recording, I say only, about 2003.
Wow.
But poetry is my heart and my soul. The rest of it kind of fell into place as far as recording goes. When my father had been diagnosed with a disease that he was going to pass from, and I wanted to do something nice for him. So I am, that's to describe myself in a few words. I'm a poet who fell into recording, got hooked, and also a radio host that I'm hooked on as well. So there's a lot of things all wrapped up in a Muffa Hari.
That's what's up. So what inspires you to write the music we hear from you?
I know you were talking about your poetry, so maybe that inspires you, you know.
Well, that it does inspire me, but I think everything, you can have a conversation with somebody and be inspired by that conversation, experiences, you know, just, you know, maybe a mood that you're in, you want to express it, and it's kind of like therapy as well. So if you have to get something out of your system, that can inspire you as well. So all of it is just, you can draw your inspiration from anything.
So what do you bring to the table that separates you from everybody else doing this?
Have you heard my music? I don't have a genre. I don't know. What I do, it just comes from the soul. It comes from the heart. I don't know that I've ever heard anybody doing. People have compared me with people, but I literally don't have a specific pigeonhole that I can put myself in. I just do what I do because I love it.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna tell you like this: the vibes that I get is more like a throwback vibe. You know what I'm saying? It's like traditional.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, it's very traditional. You know, and traditional is timeless. So, you know, that's a compliment. You know what I mean?
Thank you. It is a compliment. Thank you. That's a blessing. Thank you.
All right. So do you want to stay indie or are you looking to join a major label?
I really don't want to join a major label. Somebody asked me to join a label some years ago, but they actually wanted everything that I had, everything that I worked for all my life, you know, building up the show, and they wanted all, you know, all the credits for everything that I've ever written over the years. I want to stay indie because it's all mine.
Right. I'll put it to you like this. When it comes down to that, you know, it's either give up the publishing or give up the creative control or keep it. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
All right. So if you were put in a situation where a label would pick you up, but you had to switch your whole style up to match someone else already out, how would you handle it?
That's actually what they wanted to do with me. They wanted me to sign this form that said that they were going to, you know, model me into whatever it is they wanted me to be. No, I can't do that because I can't imitate. It's impossible. I've tried to do covers and things like that. I still put my own flavor in it, but I can't be something I'm not.
Right. All right. So we're going to take a break and play one of Mofa Hari's joints called M.O.Q., The Meaning of Queen. We'll be back at you. Keep it locked.
This is dedicated to all my sisters out there who work hard, are doing okay on their own, but would love to have a loyal, hardworking king. Work with her, build with her, stand beside her. I'm tired of the games. This is the meaning of queen. I'm not a concubine, feline, mistress or consort, nobody's second choice or last resort. I'm a queen with a dream, have a realm of my own. I hold the keys, have a castle and throne, building an empire, holy, slowly like Rome. Attendants pretend, presenting like peasants. I show them proof, deliver the evidence, decadence. Never of relevance, they hover undercover, masquerading as lovers, hungrily fluttering like hawks and buzzards. Swoop to empty the cupboards, attack, ransack my palace, steal the drink from my favorite chalice, thinking they took it all. Surprised to see I never fall. I hide my jewels from fools, never debate with mules. He hoes, no shows, too cool for school. But never discovered the royal space. One day a king will show his face. Emerge like a sphinx from the commonplace. We'll share the reign, merge our kingdoms, learn and teach with double the wisdom. Solid plans, mutual visions, rule together with precision.
Just a comment on the meaning of queen. I was writing poetry. Sometimes I would post it up on Facebook. And Cool V, the great Cool V, came in and commented on it. He kind of challenged me. He said, I want to see that recorded. He kind of challenged me to rap it. So I spoke to my sister music Matt, we'll talk about Mad People later, but she is a true female MC extraordinaire, and she like coached me through that. But I still, when I hear that, I still hear that it is kind of like talk rap. It's not really rap. It's just me with my poetry being spoken with rhythm.
Right. I was going to say that. I was going to say it's deeply influenced by poetry.
Yes.
I like that. I like that. That track I like a lot. I like it. It's got a conscious vibe to it.
Thank you.
It's Cheddar Getters Radio. DT back again. And if you're now tuning in, we're talking with Mofahari. What up, Mofahari? I hope you're enjoying yourself so far.
Definitely enjoying myself. Thank you. This is a rare blessing for me.
All right, no doubt. So let's getting back into it. Where is your music available?
There's a lot of my stuff on all streaming platforms. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it on Bandcamp. You can find it on Amazon, all the usual streaming sites. But also on my website, mofahari.com.
Uh-huh. And speaking of that, how do you feel about streaming and its pay rates?
Well, you got to make sure that you put your stuff on BMI or ASCAP or something like that. You got to make sure that it's registered to get any benefit from it. But
right.
And it's not enough to make a living on unless you're like Beyonce or something like that. But you know, all I'm concerned about is that people are that it's reaching people what I'm doing. And so the streaming pay rate is not a major concern of mine, just getting the stuff out there and getting heard.
That's peace. Yeah, the reason why I ask that is because so many people say there's a pro and a con to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the pro and the con is your music gets heard regardless. Even if they don't like the record, you still get paid for the record. So there's the pro and the con to that. Yeah, you know, a lot of people bring that up. All right, so let's keep it moving, though, you know what I mean? Do you give your music out for free?
Generally, yeah. I mean, I don't actually spread it out that as much as I don't promote it as much as I should, to be honest. But yes, I give it out for free just to kind of introduce myself to people when I'm, you know, networking and things like that. So, yeah, I do.
Oh, okay. You got any shows lined up?
Not yet, but you know what? It's been years since I've actually done any performing, and it's time, because it's been such a long gap between my albums coming out that I literally haven't done any for a long, long time. So it's time to start scheduling some.
And what's your favorite part of performing?
You know, the favorite part of performing was the interaction of the crowd, because I have a song that I do where I say, "Lord knows we need to," and I hold the mic out and the audience has to say, "Let go." So it's
right.
Things like audience participation and them acknowledging you, you know, that they're feeling what you're doing, that part I love.
So what was the first record you heard that made you say, "I can do this"?
I can't even remember a song that I heard that said, "I can do that." It's just something that I just started to do from my dad. But it wasn't something I consciously said, "I want to do it because they're doing it." It's just something I just started doing. But also, my grandmother was always a singer. She was a singer in her youth, and she's the one that kind of helped me initially to take more of an interest in singing and where it comes from and things like that. But there's never been a record that made me feel that.
Really? Do you have anything that I mean, hip hop, R&B, around your genre that made you say, maybe this record inspires me to write something? You know that inspiration that comes up, like, "Nah, I gotta top this record." You have anything like that?
Not off the top of my head. There's a lot of artists I absolutely adore. Janelle Monáe and, gosh, I'm trying to think of the one. There's R&B artists out there whose voices I do love. But I respect them in their own right. I never really thought oh, they're doing such a beautiful job. I want to do a beautiful job. I've never actually wanted to emulate specific people. Is that weird?
Okay. No, not to emulate, but to top them. Like, no, this record inspires me. I want to do better than that. You know, like, that's what I mean, to top it. Nothing comes to mind?
I get it, but that's not been part of my, you know, my character.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, no problem. All right, so we'll move on then. Talk about your music journey, you know, who you worked with.
Well, going back to my earliest memory, my grandmother played the piano so beautifully. And she was trying to teach me from the age of, I think I was about 5 years old. I remember her trying to give me these lessons. And, you know, to this day, I can still remember the little kiddie piano, you know, choppy lessons that we had to do. But she also was a beautiful singer, and we would sing. And sometimes we'd grab pots and pans and bang on them, and, you know, we would just have a great time. And so I think the love for music and also singing in church just kind of inspired me in that way. But then with my father, when my father remarried my stepmother, because my mother left me when I was 7, she was pregnant, she moved on to Oregon. And kind of I was left with my father. So my father and my older sister, when he remarried, and they had an organ, and we would write little songs together, and we would sing and things like that. But at that, I think it was more that time that I got more serious about writing poetry, because I was kind of deal with all these feelings, the fact that my mom had left, you know, and things like that. You have to deal with that in your young mind, and it was a lot to deal with. So I would write little poetry then. I remember that. And also, my father used to read me from an old brown, old, fallen apart, old master's poetry book, and he would recite those after dinner to me, even before that he and my mother had split up. He would read those. I can't even remember. I must have been really young, because that's my earliest memory. So there was that flow of poetry already in my system, and that I loved. I would really, you know, some kids would get bored and wonder, you know, I loved it. I absorbed it. So there was that love of the flow of words. And again, as time progressed, and my dad and I would write little songs together, some of which I still have here, that was one thing that kind of inspired me. But I still have a whole folder of poetry. After he passed, he sent me, my stepsister sent a whole box of stuff that I had written back when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I still have all of that. That is history, right? So
right.
From there, when I came over to the UK, the poetry just built and built and built, because it went from childhood right up through, because I was 19 when I went over to England, and yeah, I still have all of those as well. And I think the inspiration came from the hard experiences of growing up, of wanting to release things and, you know, express. And because I was very quiet, and I was very withdrawn and very shy. And this was my way of expressing to myself, because I had no one else to express to. And it did help at that time, and it still does, because I'm still living, you know, in a place where I don't have, let me just say something. My sister passed in June, my last sister. My first sister, my half-sister that I was telling you about, my mother moved to Oregon. My half-sister passed 3 years ago, and this older sister passed in June. So I lost both of them. You know, we used to talk on the phone. So there was another point of needing to express in the deeper thing. So you have not only the darker things, but I also love to express the happier things. Like, you know, I feel really good. I am in a good place in this life. I own my own place now. I am happy. I'm happy for my daughter. I'm happy for myself. And I'm continuing to grow and, you know, and learn myself. And that's part of the passage of life as well. So all of these things are inspiration in writing poetry and putting that to music. And when I talk about music, I know we you and I talked about working with the Beat Miners. No, Mr. Walt is the one that I really dealt with. And uh-huh. I've done a couple of songs on his beats. So that's when we're talking about the music, the canvas that you put your poetry to, that you put your words to. I need that something that's going to inspire me as well. So sometimes the instrumentals will tell you a whole story in its own right. Sometimes I can listen to the instrumental for, you know, just over and over and over again and just think, well, how am I going to contribute? But suddenly, some inspiration comes from within you and it answers the beat. Do you know what I mean? You just answer it because it says
right,
something
it talks to you. Right, the music talks to you, and then your inspiration leads something to something that it comes out to be a masterpiece. At least that's how I feel about my joints. I mean,
amen. Exactly that. So there's inspiration from all different angles. So whether it's hard experiences, whether it's from joyful experiences, whether from just from something that the beat tells you, and that's one of the things that Mr. Waltz instrumentals did for me, and I will continue to do other songs with him. But yeah, that and also Chuck Platinum, his instrumentals, they give me chills at times. He really, I don't know what it is about his instrumentals, they just bring the goosebumps up on my on some right. of them. And so that's what that was, the passage one that was inspired on that one. But yeah, there's a lot of good, and Chris Morrell, who I worked with for 10 years, some of his were just amazing too, which is really inspiring. So yeah, the producers are really important to our work, whether you're a rapper, whether you're a singer, whatever it is. If you're feeling them, then if you're not feeling them, on the other side of the coin, there's no point in forcing it. It's got to come to you. It's got to be right. You can't just force it. You know, the inspiration is either there or it's not.
Right.
Then in, say, 2009, shortly after I came over here, Chris and I decided to do a radio show. We did an AM radio show. What happened was I was homeless at the time.
Wow.
And living in transitional housing with my daughter. And I saw an ad that said, make your own radio show. And I went and put my money down, and we did this show. They said, what's the name of your show? I said, name of the show? I never thought of it. I said the first thing that came to my mind, the Chris Morrell Experience. So from that point, Chris and I did, he hosted and I co-hosted that show on AM radio, initially from transitional housing. So while he was actually in the wow. station. Later on, I did it from the place that I was living, that we were living, me and my daughter. Uh-huh. And we did that. We did it really, you know, it's amazing. It was an amazing time. We spoke with people like Kool G Rap, a lot of great artists that came through, Nick Wiz, Mr. Man, Philly's Most Wanted, Billy Danz, Ismo B. We talked with quite a few artists that came on for, you know, to be interviewed. So all of that happened, and then we stopped doing the show around 2012. From there, I picked it up with my own podcast, Radio Zero, while I was still making music and things like that. So there's been a lot of things going on. When I think about the people I've interviewed on Radio Zero, Curtis Blow, Hellraiser, Melly Mel and Scorpio, mm-hmm. Kool V, Chuck Platinum, Kool Kim, Keith Murray, Crunchy Black, Solomon Childs, people like that came
wow.
through and told
yeah.
their story. And you came through and told your story. It's a blessing
right.
and it's exciting. So all of this is, to me, is living the dream. Now my daughter is, you know, has gotten married here and moved away. So I'm trying to, you know, come to terms with a new way of living, in a sense. But music is the biggest part of it.
Yeah, so, okay. So, do you have any new music coming out? I know you sent me some new music. Talk about that.
Yes, I've got one album that's kind of in its post-production stage. And Chuck Platinum, who I'm also, by the way, side note, I'm on his promo team, so I work with him as well. But he's going to be doing the executive production on it and really putting his special touch to it. So Bullets, but I worked with some amazing artists with regard to that one. I'm put on the spot here trying to remember some names, but I don't want to really drop all kinds of names, but there are some amazing artists on it. Some will be recognized. Yeah, so this album is like 6 years in the making so far, but it's a themed album that really talks about you take the word bullets, right? You take the word bullets, mm-hmm. and it can mean a lot of things to a lot of people. It could be anything like, you know, it could be love bullets, it could be truth bullets, it could be taking a bullet for somebody. So any way that you can look at that word, I challenged each artist that wanted to participate to just put their own twist on it. And it came up with some incredible results. So, yeah, I'm really excited about that one. But while that was in post-production, while that was right after that was out, okay, so my daughter got married and moved to Cali, strangely enough, with her husband. And in that time, I thought, well, I want to write about, I need to reflect on the changes in my life. It's a shock for a mother who's only had one daughter and who's really had a lot of adventures and experiences and, you know, things as my best friend, basically, to suddenly find yourself with your nest defeathered. And what are you going to do with your life? Well, how are you going to proceed with your life? And it causes you to reflect on your passage of life, all of the different experiences of life. So that's what my new EP is about. It's about passage. I think you've got the title track on that.
Yeah, I got Passage and Truth Bullets, which I'm going to play Truth Bullets a little bit later on, as soon as we're done with the interview. And also I Need, that's another record I'm going to play. But yes. Okay, so that's peace. Do you want to continue on, or do you want me to go on to the next question?
Just a little bit more on that. But the one that you've got there, Passage, is the title track. But the one, Truth Bullets, with Chuck Platinum, who also produced it, is from the Bullets album. So that is unreleased. But it's from
all
that
right,
album.
It's unreleased. All right, that's peace. So we'll play. What would you prefer? Would you prefer Truth Bullets or Passage first?
Truth Bullets first, because it's coming. That's the album that was completed first.
All right. I'll get that for you.
And you mentioned about I Need. That one was done on an Easy Mo B instrumental from his instrumentals album. And It Don't Stop is called his album. So, but he put his blessing on it. He loved it. And when I played it yesterday on the show on Radio Zero, I put up an announcement saying that I'm doing a remix competition for that song. I have the acapellas for it, and I really want to hear a new version of that song. So I'm so happy that you put that one on the show, too. If any of your listeners are interested, then please, they're welcome to join in.
To remix the track, that's what you're talking about?
Please, yeah.
All right, so then, speaking of that, contact information for bookings, collabs, all websites you want to promote, this will be in text as well as the audio.
Thank you so much. Okay, so they can contact me by email, which is zerobalancemanagement@gmail.com, Zero, the full word balance, BALANCE, the forward management @gmail.com, zerobalancemanagement@gmail.com. Any of my tracks they can hear on my website, just to, you know, get a feeling for what it is I do, on mofohari.com, mofohari.com. And if you're interested in checking out my shows as well, Again, RadioZero.net. The shows are on there. So, and anybody, you know, who wants to participate is always welcome as well.
Would you like to give some words of advice or some inspiration to end this interview?
I actually would. I want to take this advice. This advice goes out to anyone with something they perceive as a disability. You don't have a disability. Don't own it, because it can only stop you if you allow it to. I went through a phase in England where my health really suffered because of, you know, as a single mother at the time, I went through a lot, and I lost the use of my legs. I have chronic fatigue, but I don't have it. It has me from time to time, but I don't have it. I refuse it. So I was in a wheelchair for a long time. I could not walk. And that was the time when I really got serious about my music. I started recording more. And when I had a carer that would come and check on me regularly, they heard what I was doing. They said, "You really got talent. So why don't you go and audition for music college? Learn to perform, learn to record, learn your art." And I said, "I can. So how can I do that?" And they said, "Well, I'll take you." So they took me to an audition to Blackburn Music College, right? Blackburn College in Lancashire in England. And I was terrified, but I said, "Look, I'm going to get up on these crutches and I'm going to sing at a mic. I'm going to do this." I was shaking, I was scared, I was terrified, but I got up in front of the examiners and I sang my material. And they asked me why I wanted to come into music college. I said, "Because I love this craft. I love what I do." So with my instrument of choice being voice, they took me straight into the advanced class. So I skipped out on beginners, intermediate, and they took me straight into advanced. And I said, "I vow to you, I'm going to get off of these crutches. I'm going to get out of this wheelchair. And I'm going to perform on a stage without crutches. I'm going to do this." So I did. I did that. To make a long story short, I got up off the crutches. I performed on a stage. And it was for this was college for not only to teach you to improve your voice, but also to perform, for performing arts. So I got to perform in some incredible venues on my own and with a band. So I had the full experience there. I want to tell anyone out there who has a perceived disability, don't let it stop you. If you have it in your heart to do music, if you have it in your heart to do anything, do it. It is not going to stop you. You are the only thing that can stop you from doing anything that you love.
Yeah, that's peace, man. That's inspirational. You see a story like that, we'll bring the next person in and be like, "Yeah, if she can do it, I can do it too."
I love that.
So, let's see. Truth Bullets featuring... this is Truth Bullets, Mofahari featuring Chuck Platinum, correct?
Yes.
All right, so this is DT, Cheddar Getters Radio. Stay tuned. We're going to play Truth Bullets from Mofahari featuring Chuck Platinum. Then we're going to play Mofahari, I Need. Keep it locked.
Tell me what I want to hear. Promise. like when I shoot them bullets. Trigger finger kinda shaky, should I pull it? They could lie with the poker face. I call it bluff, put them all in their place. If you would've played them cards right, you could've won. I got a raw fuss, so the comp is done. I'm stomping them, Pac-Man chomping them. Game over, what's the problem?
We could be kindred spirits. Alright. Maybe we're ships in.
But if the love is true, anything that I do will come back to you. I got you, boo. You know how we do. They wanna wear our coats but can't fit the shoes. Pay these dues. Everything in time, kindred spirits. Make a peace of mind, a lot is sacred. So the keys to find, there's a lot of hatred. That's how the world's designed. I just stay to myself while it all unfolds. The words are priceless, never undersold. Surrounded glaciers, cause the world is cold. Familiar faces, disguised as some trolls. Orange faces, presidential roles. 45 caliber dumped in the trunk. Impeach the resident, fuck Donald Trump. Anybody can test their body slump.
We could be kindred spirits, alright. Maybe we're ships in the night, or maybe it's the right time to find the love of a lifetime, mind to mind. What will we find? You tell me now, you have my back. Ooh, ooh. I've been hurt so many times, I done lost track. Let's go for broke. Pull your trigger and watch my gun smoke. What are you hoping to find in me? Friend or family, or just good company? We could be kindred spirits, alright. Maybe we're ships in the night, or maybe it's the right time to find the love of a lifetime, mind to mind. What will we find? Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Cheddar Getters Radio, DT back again, episode 3. And that was A Word with Mo Fahari. And I just want to let it be known, on this show, we advocate, get you a mentor. Get you someone that's going to push you, motivate you, get behind you, and inspire you to get to the next plateau. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. And also, don't forget, hashtag increase the peace. Yes, everybody has their point of view of all these wars going on. And some say it's biblical. You know, I'm not going to touch that. But yes, please increase the peace. Hashtag increase the peace. No one should be dead from these situations. No one. But of course, there's death. And on my new album, I'm talking about that. So don't think I'm sleeping on that whole situation. Because I'm not. I'm not. Trust me. Yo, From Minds to Yours, November 3rd, y'all. It'll be out. It'll be out for the end of the year. Some goodness. But back to the music. So next we got 50 Cent, Hustler's Ambition. And throwback of the episode, Jeezy featuring R. Kelly, Go Getter. Yes, this is all about inspiration. Keep it locked, y'all, because we motivating you. We getting you up there to the next plateau. Hashtag increase the peace. Hashtag Mo Fahari on fire. Yes, man.
Light the fire, he needs the air.
Yeah.
I won't burn unless you're there. You're there.
I need you to hate me, so I can use
the
fire, he
needs the air. You know? I won't burn unless you're there.
It's real shit, man.
You're there.
Feel this. America got a thing for this gangsta shit. They love me. Black Chuckers, Black Scully, leather Pele Pele. I take spit over rainbow shit. I'm a vandal, got that silver duct tape on my tray handle. The women in my life bring confusion to shit. So like Nino and New Jack, I'll cancel that bitch. Look at me. This is the life I chose. Niggas around me so cold. Man, my heart done froze. I build an empire on a load and ox don't know. I'm the weatherman. I take that cocoa leaf and make that snow. Sit back, watch it turn the dough. Watch it go out the dough. O after O, you know. Homie, I'm just triple beam, dreaming. Niggas be scheming. I finna live the good life. The fiends are just fiending. Conceal my weapon nice and neat so you can't see. The penitentiary is definitely out the question for me. I want to find a thing to save my life. So I hustle, hustle. Nigga, you get in my way while I'm trying to get mine. And I'll buck you, buck you. I don't care who you run with or where you from. Nigga, fuck you, fuck you. I want to find a thing that's in my life. So yeah. I don't know shit about gymnastics. I somersault bricks. Black talent start flying. When a nigga flip, I cook crack in the microwave. Niggas can't fuck with me, man. My codies call me Chef Boy R 50. Check my logic. Smokers don't like seasoning weed shit. Send me them seeds, I grow them what they need. They make chia pet plants in the crib that's chronic. And I'm selling them for 500 a pop, goddammit. I sell anything, I'm a hustler. I know how to grind. Step on bricks, put it in water and tell you it's wine. If you analyze me, what you will find is the DNA of a crook, and what goes on in my mind is contagious, hypnotic. It sounds melodic. If rap was the block or spot, I'd be that potent product. Now get a load of me, flashy, far from low key, and you can locate me wherever that dope be getting money, man. I want to find a thing that's in my life, so I hustle, hustle. Nigga, you get in my way while I'm trying to get mine, and I'll buck you, buck you. I don't care who you run with or where you from. Nigga, fuck you, fuck you. I want to find a thing that's in my life. So I hustle, hustle. It's a hustler's ambition. Close your eyes, listen, see my vision. Mossberg pumping, shotgun dumping. The drama means nothing, it's part of the game. Catch me in the coupe switching lanes, or in the jeweler switching chains. I upgrade from 30 BS to clean BS. Rocks that I cop with proceeds from the spot. I got the energy to win. I'm full of adrenaline, play the curve and get nauseous. Watching the spinner spin, I make plans to make it a prisoner of the state. Now I can invite your ass out to my estate. Them hollow tips bent me up, but I'm back in shape. Pour Cristal in the blender, make a protein shake. I'm like the East Coast number one playboy B. You have to tell you he ain't got shit on me. The feds watch me, icy, they can't stop me. Racist, pointing at me, looking Nigerachi. Hello. I want to find a thing that's in my life. So I hustle, hustle. Nigga, you get in my way while I'm trying to get mine. And I'll buck you, buck you. I don't care who you run with or where you from. Nigga, fuck you, fuck you. I want to find a thing that's in my life. So I hustle, hustle.
and your boy K.
Yeah, 8732, what it do, yeah.
That's right, keep clapping, y'all.
Keep me, I got
DJ,
you, homie.
Keep playing with us, turn it up.
Let's go get it, G.
You know we trap all day, we play all night. This is the life of a, the life of a go getter, go getter, go getter. In the club you see a bad bitch pointer out. Yeah, you're damn right, I'm a, you're damn right, I'm a go getter, go getter, go getter.
In the media of the state, they calling me Will Smith. Thing on my side, you can call that Jada. Them boys talking down, yeah, we call them haters. I'm ballin' right now, so we'll get to that later. I'll be the first to admit I'm such an alcoholic. Only blow that good shit, yeah, that whatchamacallit. Just be posted on the block, and something exotic. 07, yeah, the same color, hypnotic. On the outside looking, and I won't in. My homie did the same thing, and he got 10. Just took a loss, still trying to win. Hey, I'm trying to get back, so what you trying to spin?
Trap all day, play all night. This is the life of a, the life of a go getter, go getter, go getter. In the club you see a bad bitch pointer out. Yeah, you're damn right, I'm a, you're damn right, I'm a go getter, go getter, go getter.
We live life on the edge like it's no tomorrow. And grind hard like it's no today. And do the same shit like it's yesterday. The game never stops, so who's next to play? Say that's a hell of a price.
Damn.
I don't wonder cause I overstay. No time for mistakes, so I overplay. I'm in the club like blood, 4-5 with me. And I'ma stay thugging till the feds come get me.
You know we trap all day, we play all night. This is the life of a, the life of a go getter, go getter, go getter. In the club you see a bad bitch pointer out. Yeah, you're damn right, I'm a, you're damn right, I'm a on 20 trays, pop out like we fabulous. Top models grabbing us, they let them go get us only in America. Put the D on chicks like Wallace. Turn them pro and now they can have all this. Can't deny when you see the wheel spinning. Boy, Kells out the coupe in Miami, white linen. Chips big spending. Walk up out the club with a shitload of women. Soon as I see what I like, I'ma get it. I'ma get it. I'ma get it, cause I'ma go get it. No trap all day, we play all night. This is the life of a, the life of a go getter, go getter, go getter. In the club you see a bad bitch pointer out. Yeah, you're damn right, I'ma, you're damn right, I'ma go getter, go getter, go getter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep me, I got you, nigga.
Cheddar Getters Radio, episode 3. It's your man DT. Man, if you ain't motivated, if you ain't ready to get up, get out there, get that cheddar, you know what I'm saying? Get out there and enhance your career. Get out there and make moves, man. I'm telling you, man, I feel so good this episode. Please don't stop. The inspiration is running through my veins. Yes, sir. All right, so check it out. We're going to slow down the vibe. We're going to end the show with a nice little joint called Passage from Mofahari, produced by Chuck Platinum. Yes, her squadron is very thick out there. And then her story is deep, too. That interview, I'm telling you, go back and listen to it. Rewind. Rewind! You know what I'm saying? Go back and listen to it, and please rewind and listen to it again and again. You'll hear, every time you hear the interview, you'll hear a different jewel. So we're going to slow down the vibes. It's called Passage, produced by Chuck Platinum, Mofahari. Yes. And that's it, y'all. That's it for me. It's a RIDAP. It's been good with y'all. I hope you enjoy it. Hashtag increase the peace. Hashtag increase the peace. Hashtag Mofahari on fire. Yes, I feel good. Just next episode 4, I don't know when it's going to come up, but yes, we're going to continue. And that's good that we surprise you. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it's formatted to anything. It's just, it comes when it comes. You know what I'm saying? DT, Cheddar Getters Radio. It's your man, logging off. Hoffa.
My spirit grows stronger with each of my rhymes, drawing me deeper into my soul. As above, so below, I have traveled far in my passage from wild youth to dedicated motherhood. Standing for justice, supporting what is good. Thank you.